Alrighty.
All right. Well, does it make you feel that much closer to the real season being back in the locker room with us?
Yeah, it definitely does. It definitely does. I think all the players, after about a month of being here for camp, excited to get more into a little bit of a regular season schedule. So I still have two practices today, and you know, we're going to need it. We got a lot of improvement to make, which is obvious. But I think this team's prepared to work hard and try to go out and have a better week this week than we did last week.
You watched the film of Friday's game and your impressions?
Just like I said, you know, I think it's part of the process of building, and you know, with the mistakes, hopefully you learn from the mistakes, and you know, we're learning a lot about what we're capable of and what we're doing, and some good things that we try to build on and the bad things you try to eliminate. So hopefully this is a better week.
You took a few good shots there in that game. How are you?
Yeah. I'm doing good. I'm doing pretty good. I just say I don't have enough muscles to hurt or anything like that, so I'm immune to muscle strains or aches or things like that.
Is that a concern, or what do you chalk that up to? You know, getting hit like that? Were they mistakes in the line, coverage, or issues? What do you chalk that up to?
I think it's part of the job description, and you take hits, and it's part. Is there a microphone? Is that what we're having, or is it me echoing? I don't know. It's just part of playing quarterback. So you stand back there and hold the ball, and everyone's coming to attack you. And I think it shows that there's a lot of work that needs to be done by all of us. And when it doesn't go perfect, you come in and the coach screams at you and yells at you, and you try to go out there and take it to heart and make improvements. And, you know, we're all going out here today and trying to improve, trying to get better.
Tom, do you prepare differently for a third preseason game than a first, second, or maybe a fourth, knowing you're going to play longer, probably?
Well, I think you prepare hard for every game, because every time you go out there, if you're not prepared, you're willing to get, you know, you're susceptible to getting hurt. So you try to understand what the defense is going to do, and we're putting together a good game plan. And you'd hate to go out there and not perform well, because you really build confidence from the games, and you do from practice, but really from the games you get out there, and you can build on those game performances. So, you know, we're gonna put together a plan and go down there and try to attack what this defense does, and it's a very good defense, so it should be a good test for us.
Is the offense behind where you'd like it to be at this stage?
Are we behind? Yeah, it's hard to measure, but I'd say we need to make improvements. You know, I wish we could. You can always pick up right from where you left off the previous year, but the reality is that doesn't happen. You come back, you have a new team, and you develop a new identity. And you know, one thing I've learned over the last 8 years is it takes time. It takes work together, and as long as everyone's willing to work hard and brings an attitude and energy and is willing to get better and improve, then the team ends up being pretty good. But we're a long way from the end of that process, so I'm excited to see what kind of work we put in.
How do you feel to have Vinny back out there with you this morning?
Feels good. Gives my arm a little less wear and tear, and he's such a great guy. Yeah, I think everybody loves having Vinny around, so in the meetings, he's great. He brings a lot of experience, and he's a great guy, so he's fun to have around.
And based on, you know, what he brought to you guys coming in November last year, do you think he'll be able to offer even more coming in before the season even starts?
Yeah. I mean, he adds depth, and he adds quality and experience and leadership and attitude and all those things you look for in a New England Patriot. He's a perfect fit.
Are you more enthusiastic about this team than you were when you came in 3 weeks ago, or is it about the same? You're feeling for the team's potential?
I'm always excited. I'm always excited about our potential, but you know, the potential and the reality is something that's very different. And you know, I've heard over the last 6 months the expectations for this team that we can just go out there and, you know, throw the ball on whoever we want and run it and gain 450 yards a game. But It takes a lot. It takes a lot of guys coming together and finding a role and playing with toughness and effort. And we haven't played any games yet. And we played two preseason games. And we haven't played any regular season games to really see where we're at. So we've got two very valuable weeks coming up. And in order to get ready for our opener, and, you know, the potential of the team, that's one thing. But really going out there to see what we can accomplish starting in week one is going to be what's most important.
You had mentioned, I guess, this morning that you'd like a few days off when the baby's born. Have you talked to Bill, and is he agreeable, or what are you...
That's the question. We'll see when it happens. So, like I said, it's up to Bill. Bill has a lot to say, so we'll deal with it when it happens.
Making the transition here to somewhat of a regular season schedule this week, does it kind of shift the focus a little bit? Like, hey, we're really getting close, 2 weeks away from the Jets opener?
Yeah, it does. It does. There's more urgency after each game because you realize you're that much closer, and you want to make improvements, and there's an urgency to it because you realize that all these other teams are gaining and making improvements just as quickly. So if you kind of flatten out, in certain ways, and you're not making improvements, then you're losing ground on everybody else. So.
Tom, I know you defer to Bill on most of these matters, but you did say in the radio this morning you would expect some time off. I don't want to quote you, but
yeah.
So what you say in the radio is a little bit more candid what you say here, so it is safe to say that you'll get some time off on the baby's
birthday. I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. So, yeah, like I said, when it happens, I'm sure it's a matter of scheduling, too, with what's going on with the team. So.
But it won't be a case of... if the schedule doesn't break the right way, that's tough for the schedule, though, isn't it?
Yeah, probably. I think that's safe
right,
to assume.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's only natural that you have more on your mind right now than football. You have to have a lot of excitement building in your own mind about becoming a father. You've got a lot going on. How do you stay focused on the team?
Sure. And that's something that, I think... I deal with it in this situation. A lot of other players deal with in other situations as well. And I'm certainly not the only player that has a family or, is going to be father again. And there's a lot of guys in here who brings their kids out there every day that it's very demanding of being a parent and being an athlete as well. Because you have commitments to your team, and certainly a lot of people make sacrifices for their family, as a lot of people do. And, I'm dealing with a certain situation of, a very joyous, happy situation. And some people have dealt with death in the past, and that's incredibly difficult. So a lot of it is you realize when you come here, you try to focus your intention, your attention, and compartmentalize what you're doing so you can give this team what it needs, because that's really what you sign up for when you come here. So I don't like to be too distracted of things that are going on, realizing how important all of this is in my life, but still understanding that when I'm here, I'm trying to do my best for the commitment to, these guys and this team, because really that's what they deserve. And I'd hate to come have my mind on 100 different things when it's not going to help this team at all. And then when I leave here, I deal with that, and my team takes, they take a step backward.
Are you at the stage, though, when the phone rings, you have maybe that level of anticipation that it could be the call?
Do you already know when the call is coming?
Oh, no, I'm not. I wish I did. I told you, that's God's decision. That's the good Lord is making that call. So I'm sure, I think everybody's anxious, to put it that way.
Thanks. Is the scheduled due date before the regular season?
I know.
July 27th, the baby was supposed to be born in the first training camp.
I realize that.
Yeah, so, can you at least say if the scheduled due date is before the first?
I know. I just like to keep that stuff,
sure,
because it just brings up a lot of things that, I haven't discussed in the past. And that's stuff that's very private to me and, to my family and so forth. So, like I said, you all know, I'm sure it won't be hard to figure out when it happens, but if I always responded to, every time that someone said it was something, or I'd be talking all day. So.
Some fans might
have a final question, guys.
Oh, Tom, Dante Stallworth said, it's not like you guys are all like your video game characters. You can just go out there and perform like a video game. In that respect, is it tough not having all the pieces together, like not having Randy Moss out there right now, so that you can, you know, get out there, get the reps together, and kind of get yourself all in shape?
Sure, that's a big part of it, and like I said, for example, a guy like Dante. I mean, Dante's really practiced for a week, and he's had one game of experience. And he gets out there, and you're very excited about, you know, what's going on out there, and you're trying to do the best you can do. And he's trying to, you know, go out and perform well. And there are situations that come up. I always say it's really a process every time you come into a new season. And you got to figure out what to do, then you figure out how to do it. And then if it doesn't go exactly how you planned it, you need to figure out how to make adjustments. So all of those things that come up, that even a guy like Kevin Falk that I played with for 7 years now, I mean, we still make adjustments. So we're much farther along. Kevin and I don't need to talk about everything, because so many situations have come up in the past with Kevin where he's familiar with what I'm thinking, and I can really anticipate what he's going to do based on previous experience. So you're talking about a guy who's been out there for 1 week, and Kevin Falk, who's been out there for 7 years, and Troy Brown, I have 8 years of experience with. So I think each player, it's a little bit different, and it's obviously different when you have a veteran receiver like Don, Randy, and Kelly, and because, you know, they know the NFL, and they know coverages, and they know how to set defenders up and so forth. But at the same time, you need to go out there and still, we need to be on the same page. And the more that we can be on the same page, the more we both can anticipate where I'm going to throw the ball or how he's going to come out of a break. And that's how the passing game really starts to click. And those teams that have been very successful in the passing game, you know, those are the teams that it's great to have the consistency. And that's something we're going to really search for, and we're going to work hard for. And it makes it that much more rewarding in the end when you realize how much effort you put into it. And when you look back at the end of the year and say, God, we had a great year. From where we started and where we're at now, it brings a great sense of, as I felt over the last bunch of, you know, for 7 years, the accomplishment that you feel is pretty great. So, you know, we're starting at a stage, and we got to just build from it. And the faster that we can get everybody out there on the working together, the faster that I think we can begin to make some serious improvements.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks.
Thank you.